All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, we are at the zoo.
Oh, yeah. I love the zoo.
We went to a zoo, the sequel, the prequel to We Bought a Zoo.
The government took our zoo away.
the sad postcard. I don't think anyone's actually seen that movie. I think it is exclusively a punchline.
Oh, yeah.
Movie, which is fine. Mm-hmm. If they can make movies just for tax breaks, they can make movies just for people to reference them for goofs.
Of course.
So we're at the zoo, and I've loaded you up, without your knowledge, with a series of tasty treats for animals.
I thought my clothes were heavier and had more pockets.
Yeah, more pockets, kind of bulges and stuff. I'd ask, I've sewed them shut. I did it while you're sleeping.
Okay.
And what I'd like you to do is walk into the zoo has fallen on hard times. People keep putting in bids to buy it, and the price keeps going down. We need to cause a huge incident so the price gets low enough to where we can buy a zoo. Instead of having individual pens for all the animals, they now just have something called mixed grill, and it's just all of the animals in one big pen, and we're going to put you in there with your pseudo treats.
Okay.
And not pseudo treats, but suit of treats. All genuine treats, I assure you. And just see what animal comes up, and hopefully that inspires a game pick.
Like which one approaches me, or which one devours me whole?
They'll mostly try to eat your clothes.
Okay, Gary.
So I don't think that they're going to eat you. Probably.
Gary, do you think that being eaten by a giraffe would be like riding a water slide?
I think it's a Shel Silverstein problem. it would be like, I think that you could keep a giraffe away from you a lot because of its gigantic neck. It'd be like a reverse one of those, when the big guy holds the little guy back by his head and the little guy like punches in cartoons.
Right, right.
It'd be like that, but like you just hold the giraffe's chest and it's like neck would overshoot you.
It would keep
trying to get to you and you just couldn't because it's too long.
Yeah, it's like an archer in Final Fantasy Tactics.
What a dumb fucking looking animal, man. Like, I mean, they're good and everything, but yeah, my God.
You ever fed a giraffe, Gary?
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
It's fun. They have the weird tongues. Weird, like prehensile super tongues.
Yeah, I like their ears too. Their ears don't look like they should belong. They're little funguses.
They're a real goofy animal.
Yeah,
like an extremely goofy animal. And just they just walk around eating things off trees. We'll see if that gets you. I didn't put any giraffe treats in because of their weird neck problem. I think it'll be a more land based animal.
Okay. All right. Well, here, let me open this gate.
Okay.
And let me close the gate behind me.
Okay. Let me lock the gate. And here they come. It's pretty good so far. Here's a donkey nibbling on your pocket.
Okay,
because I put a bunch of tin cans in there.
Ooh.
Here's a goat nibbling on your butt, which because I put a bunch of tin cans in there. Look at this rabbit who's affixed itself to your trouser front.
I don't know if I like this.
No, it's okay. It's cute. Oh, look, he's gnawing through your lap. Oh, it's because I put a bunch of carrots in there.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay. Huh. Look at him. He's and he's whistling. Here, get a little closer. It's small. Okay. I can't quite hear.
All right.
He's playing a tiny tune.
Okay, I need to get out of here. Okay, I need to get out of here.
It's okay. No, like, well, we should at least wait until the snacks are done. Like, until they gnawed off all your clothing.
I'm being licked all over. It's gross.
Well, it's going to make you sweat, and then you're going to get all salty, and then, here come the deer. Here come the hippos to gore you.
They don't keep deer.
the zoo is falling on hard times.
Yeah,
football.
True.
It's just a bunch of cats.
Okay, here we go. Open the gate. It'll close the gate.
So a tiny tune.
Yep.
Rabbits. Crotch. Yeah. Tiny Adventures, Bab's Big Break.
Yeah,
like how you broke out of your pants to feed the rabbits.
Yeah, and I thought that bunny, his game was weak. He was a real busta.
He was a busta.
He was a busta bunny.
He busted a move. This is is Abject Suffering. I'm Gary Butterfield. This is Abject Suffering.
Yeah.
Gary Butterfield.
I'm Cole Ross.
I'm Lenny. this is Abject Suffering, the show where we play bad games so you don't have to.
Yes. Except I didn't give us a bad game this time, Gary.
Mm-mm. Cole's trying to snick and snick. He's trying to snick a snack on mini waff. I could tell.
it was kind of a last minute thing. It snuck up on me. I thought, you know, I played this game a lot when I was little. It was one of the first Game Boy games that I played. I wonder if it's any good. And so I just sent it your way, and I played it. And I was like, yeah, this is okay.
Like all of the Konami Tiny Toons games, mm-hmm. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Have we not done one of these before?
We have not. So we've done similar things. We did that Animaniac. Sorry, that burp really snuck up on me. We did that Animaniacs game.
Every time you think of Animaniacs, it all comes crashing out of your mouth.
Animaniacs. Yeah, we did the Animaniacs. We also did, like Felix the Cat, any number of like animation, Looney Tunes related things. So
it's not quite a Tiny Toon adventure.
No. And these are generally well regarded, although I fired up a few of those, a few of the other ones, and they're not like they don't scratch my itch the same way this does.
Hmm.
Like the first NES one feels good. The SNES one is garbage.
I didn't play it. Well, there's two SNES ones. There's like the one that's a platformer, and then there's the one that's like a little animation studio.
Oh, the animation studio is on NES.
Oh, okay. I played that one when I was young.
Yeah.
I played a bunch of these as a Tiny Toons fan when I was a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But never got like very far in them. Never, you know, it like must have coincided with a time in which I was not getting new video games.
Right.
So I never really had any of them. Mm-hmm. And I went back to play them as an adult thing, and they would be like straight up like lost classics.
Mm-hmm.
That's not quite true.
They're like solid B or B minus.
Yeah. Like they range from like B minus to B plus. Like they're all pretty good.
Right.
You know, pretty good, like pretty easy Konami platformers.
Right.
You know, and they're fine.
Yeah.
I was expecting this one from the title screen and title and everything to somehow be about Babs.
No.
But like it's exactly like every other Tiny Toon game where you just play that trio of Chuckle Fucks, Buster the Duck and the Fat Guy.
Yep, the Fat Guy Harold. Hello. Yeah. He's photorealistic. He's like Mortal Kombat digitized in. Hey.
The three stars of Tiny Toons. Like,
yeah. No, so the idea of this is Babs has decided, you know what, I'm ready to go make it big. I've studied here at the Acme Academy you know, to be an actress. I'm going to go out to Hollywood or whatever passes for that in Acme Acres. And she heads off.
I think it's just Hollywood.
Well, I think it might just be Hollywood. Yeah. They mix it up. So she decides I'm going to go across the country, and Buster can't just leave her to her own devices. Decides, you know what, I need to go and clear the way for her, and then spends the entire game following in her footsteps.
The idea is like they're going to help is what they say.
Right.
They have a complicated relationship. I don't want to, you know, blow my wad too early, but like the Tiny Toons wiki entry on Babs Money is wild.
It's crazy.
And we'll get to that. But like these three friends are apparently trying to help because Montana Max is going to buy the movie studio.
Yeah.
She's going to work at, I guess.
The theater where she's going to be acting, which no, that's not what you set up.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't remember, you know, the exact details. And I remember Montana Max is just kind of this, you know, rich ne'er-do-well, but
yeah,
I don't remember the details.
He's like a baby Mr. Burns almost. He doesn't map onto any particular like regular Looney Tunes character, I don't believe.
Have they done a shitty modern Simpsons where they're all babies and they have baby Mr. Burns? That seems like a slam dunk. Like they've already done like what if they were in Game of Thrones?
Yeah, so. I haven't watched that far. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. My grand rewatch petered out sometime around season 24. So, yeah. No, so you're right. That would be a grand slam. Although like if you keep the age difference together, like he would be in his 30s when they're babies.
I don't think they would care that much about it.
No, it would just, I so, think like, they would all, just all of them would be like baby versions of themselves.
Here comes baby Lindsay Lohan. You know, it's like that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, here's baby Lana Del Rey.
So. Yeah, but Montana Max does not, he does not map to any regular one. And they just they tried to play fast and loose with that. They threw them in. Is the thing, like, no, you're supposed, like, everything's supposed to map to something. Who's this Elmira Duff is Elmer Fudd's. Sorry. Yeah. I totally just realized that looking at the name written in print.
Well, who is Shirley the Loon?
I don't know.
Cuz like there's you know, Daffy Duck, but there's not, is there like a Lady Daffy Duck?
Because
that's what Shirley the Loon is, if I recall.
Yeah, I have no idea.
No, it is, yeah, it's a problematic show, in all ways, especially in this mapping way. But it's still, like, it's fine. I think that, like, I don't want to cover up too much ground that we covered when we did Animaniacs.
Right.
Because I'm sure we talked about the comparative thing. Like, yeah, Animaniacs is like slightly better, like a little bit more adult.
A little bit more adult, but also boring in the sense that it was a bunch of songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that Tiny Toon Adventures doesn't have its share of, like, boring songs.
True.
Like, that was a thing for a while.
Yeah. I feel like I was in a position to, like, just gracefully segue from Tiny Toons into Animaniacs. Like, they brought out Animaniacs right around the time I was like, yeah, Tiny Toons, I'm a little over it.
And then they're like, what if?
Yeah, what if it was the same thing, but they were weird?
Yeah, they're like slightly weird and just constantly will not stop fucking singing.
Yeah. I remember like Tiny Toons being a little bit more vignette based. Yeah.
Yeah. Even though they're all like, I mean, Animaniacs was explicitly vignette based. Like, they have the different.
Good idea. Bad idea. Thinking in the brain. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess, I mean, they're all, that was the style at the time.
Yeah. I mean, that was Steven Spielberg coming in and saying, like, guess what?
Yeah.
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 I forget what we were talking about. Yeah. No. So yeah, like, you end up getting to, Mad Max, to Montana Max, and he's the final boss. The thing that I like, but we're talking about this, we're even talking about the play, is that if you have 500 gems, you can pay it to him and say, like, hey, we'll buy this from under you. You still have to fight him anyway, because guess what? Rich people shouldn't be trusted.
Yeah. Like, that is the message.
Yeah.
And then I like it when all of the Tiny Toons get together to feast on Montana Max, pretty much utilize the rich for purposes, turn them into the, you know, not the means of production, but just turn them into production. Right. Where the violence is the means of production, as we strike back against our Oakley Arc overlords.
Yes, yes.
I like that part of the game a lot.
I'm supposed to be mad at neoliberals, I think. And anything I don't like, I'm supposed to call a neoliberal.
Well, I mean, some things are just straight up, you know, yeah, conservative too.
Yeah.
There's both kinds of things you're not supposed to like.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Right before we recorded, I had, every once in a while, someone will follow me on Twitter, and I know, like, I look at, if somebody follows me on Twitter, and there's anything a little hinky, I look at them.
Okay.
You know, like, check out their timeline to see if, like, this guy's just following me to give me grief or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that happened, this is only related to it, cause you brought up politics.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Like, it's not, you know, we don't have to go into it a whole lot, but this guy, Shlomo Mendelssohn, is his name, ordinary Jew fighting for the survival of fellow white people, followed me. Zero followers, you know, no picture, follows entirely like a bunch of like left Twitter stuff. And I was like, oh, I can preemptively mute this guy.
Right. Yeah, no, that, I don't know. I don't think that name happens by accident.
No,
not on Twitter.
Yeah, no, I don't think this guy is acting in good faith.
I don't think he's on the up and up.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, it's fine. Just mute. You're done.
Yeah,
yeah.
So good. Goodbye.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a pretty basic platformer. The wrinkle to this is, you're playing as the three dipshits, but Buster, the Duck, and the Fat Man.
Yes.
And each of them
threw three missiles that fell on Hiroshima.
Yep.
Yeah. So the three dipshits. Continue.
Yeah, so the three dipshits.
You're talking about dipshits.
I was talking about dipshits. They each have produce that they throw, and they throw them in different little like arcs or patterns. So Buster throws it like in a Castlevania axe kind of throw, like a little upward arc. Plucky Duck, he throws a pineapple, but he like spikes it off the ground. So it's a little bit like the fireball from Super Mario Land. And Hampton Pig, he bowls with melons.
Yes.
Yes.
Which is fine. It is pretty obnoxious, I think, to go into your menu to change your weapon arc.
That's the that is the undoing of this, I think.
Yes.
Because it is a good idea. I just wish you could press select, which is an unused button, to swap.
Yeah. Well, and just collecting, I'd say like fully half of the things you can collect are just ammo for these three different weapons.
Right.
That feels like that's there to give you something to collect more than to actually do any kind of resource scarcity based gameplay.
Uh-huh.
So like, just give me, find something more interesting for me to collect or other power-ups.
Yeah.
Because this game is sorely lacking in like verbs. Or like cool things to do.
Yeah.
And then just give everybody unlimited ammo.
like
it wouldn't be too easy with unlimited ammo.
The trick is that you have this limited ammo, but you can jump on enemies just fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if that's a trick. I just think that's like the ammo ends up being very situational, but it's everywhere and you constantly have to collect it. And the few times you have to use it, you have to like dig through a menu to see which one you want.
Right.
You know, so it's just, it's like a pacing thing. Like this would be a fun platformer, but I think that like platformers of this vintage are much better when they're a lot breezier.
Right. Right.
Than this. It also kind of moves a little slowly in general. A
little floaty. Yeah.
Yeah. A little floaty. You move like a little slowly. Like it's at first I thought it was the emulator, but the music and everything was playing at the right speed. So I was like, oh, this is just kind of the speed at which you walk.
Right.
In this game. It's hard to get like momentum.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad or anything. It's just like this thing where it ends up being, like Drax Night Out or Baby Dracula or whatever that Konami Game Boy game is. That's like fun, but also just like a little bit too basic.
Oh, this has the shares personnel. One of the designers worked on Drax Jr., whatever that is.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. It's a little too simple.
And that's the primary ding that people kind of levy against it on GameFAQs is like, this is pretty fun, but it's short. Like this is
where's the main course? Yeah,
a good appetizer, but where's the main course?
You got a good point, guy. I'm going to write the GameFAQs tab to find.
I don't have that page up right now. Yeah, but yeah. It's a sub 1 hour game. You know, like it's for kids.
Yeah, yeah. It is very much that. And like watching it, it looks like it just does a lot of platformer tricks. Like the part I'm watching right now has the Mario-esque ceiling that raises and lowers.
Yeah.
And there are divots in the ground you can duck. So you have to like position yourself to time it.
There's a good amount of variety to this as well. Like each of the kind of stages is its own distinct kind of biome, and they're split in two. Like you get to the city, and like you start out in the alleys and in the sewers and stuff, and eventually you fall onto a train that's rolling along. Like it's actually pretty involved for a game.
There's also like underground sections that are done in silhouette, like Old Boy.
Yeah. Old Boy with Plucky Duck.
Yeah. those are all like, that all looks cool.
Uh-huh.
You know, the kind of gimmick to each one is you find whoever your helper is, like your side character.
Yeah.
And then that character helps you get through some kind of obstacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I played this game before I really had any kind of reading skills. Was the thing, so I didn't really have any idea. It's not that hard to figure out otherwise, but there was something vaguely menacing about the entire game, and I don't know if this just speaks to how anxious I was as a child, but some of the sprite work and the sound design really scared me playing this. Like especially when you get to the explicitly horror themed level, like the haunted woods or whatever, and like, oh, I feel like Fifi LaFume is walking along and kind of zapping these trees, but they're also just kind of like melting into this crazy flesh floor as they That's get away gross. from her
classic
horrible Fifi. Yep. Yeah, there's just a vague sense of menace to a bunch of this when you didn't have any idea really what was going on.
Fifi LaFume is the daughter of the skunk sexual assault victim, right?
Yeah.
Not victim, or like is
well no,
Fifi LaFume the cat or is it the skunk?
No, she's the skunk. Okay.
So
this isn't some kind of weird skunk cat hybrid. Yeah, she matches to Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah. Who is a sexual assault monster?
Yes.
Which we talked about. Yeah. He's a neoliberal scum.
Yeah, let's elect him to Congress.
Welcome, Cole. Welcome to the resistance. The side characters in, like, the whole premise of Looney Tunes or Tiny Toons is a little bit messed up because they're definitely going to school, but some of them aren't. Right? Like, Furball is just a cat.
Right.
And he's not presented as, like, a townie, you know, who, like, just lives in the college town and doesn't go to school.
Mm-hmm.
He's presented as, like, a cat.
Right.
You know, and he's owned by another one of the Tiny Toons, Elmira. Like, owns Furball. Like, it's very strange.
Yeah, there's definitely, I mean, there's a little bit of a, what is it, Goofy and Pluto situation going
on. Yeah.
Furball definitely is the Pluto in this situation.
Any situation in which one college student is another college student's pet, like, sets off my alarm.
Gary, you know? Come on. Don't kink shame.
Kink shame. Like, whatever makes Furball's weird cat and dick move is good for me. But, like, I guess, like, that is, Elmira was just like, I'm going to love him and squeeze him. And, like, there was some stuff going on there.
Yeah. There definitely is kind of a power dynamic at play there.
Yeah. Furball is a power bottom. So he generates a tremendous amount of power.
Don't say that.
Waypoint.com.
See the like the trick is you got a lot of these that are just, you know, light versions of what they, you know, of the older tunes, you know, Dizzy Devil, Tasmanian Devil, Sweetie Bird instead of Tweety Bird. Okay. I really like Calamity Coyote and Little Beeper. Those are really good. Like, the design on Little Beeper is great.
I like a Little Beeper made a cameo in Thimbleweed Park.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah. We didn't make the connection there.
Yeah,
I hate Tweety Bird. I hate Sweetie Bird.
They're both
associations
the worst.
Of having them on, like, gigantic shirts.
Well, yeah, that's immediately what you go to is that. Yeah. But both of us lived through the strange hip hopification of Looney Tunes. Characters in the mid-90s.
There's a man, Scott Benson, Bonfireside Chat alum, Night in the Woods developer, did a thread that was like Facebook Tweety Bird memes.
Oh yeah.
And I wish I could find it, but it killed me. Like, they're really good. Like, it is extremely funny.
Well, I mean, like Tweety Bird definitely has, like, it's kind of a proto minion in a way.
Oh sure.
It's like, I'm going to ascribe the worst, most confrontational opinions that also have the least amount of weight to them or merit, and, like, mm-hmm. just kind of, like, lay them over this yellow glob, right?
Yeah, because it looks angry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
so what if, here's Tweety Bird angrily yelling at me. So what if Muslims are offended? Over 3,000 Americans were murdered on 9/11 in the name of Islam. We're supposed to cater to them? I don't think so. Thanks, Tweety.
Tweety, no.
Tweety, stop. don't pivot to racism.
You know, 9/11 broke a lot of people's brains. Frank Miller, Dennis Miller.
Pretty much anybody named Miller. Here's Tweety Beard looking very angry and saying, "Don't mess with me, Satan. I belong to Jesus." Thanks, Tweety.
So were these Did Scott?
This is just me Google image searching Tweety Bird.
Beam. Oh, okay.
That Muslim one is the third result, dog. Like, moms of Facebook, what is wrong with you? Are you okay?
Do we need to send help?
Yeah,
yeah.
Facebook moms need our help.
So when Scott tweeted this, when Scott tweeted, like, did the thread, were they ones that he found in the wild, or were they ones that he made?
I no, he didn't make them. They were real.
Okay,
yeah. Ones. I think that Jesus one was on there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, so the trick is obviously fuck Tweety, fuck Sweetie. All of the Tiny Toons obviously play second fiddle to Go Go Dodo.
Oh yeah, Go Go Dodo was, I mean, me, I'm sure we talked about this, but me and my friend Austin, who watched that show,
mm-hmm.
When, like, we would actively seek out the Go Go Dodo episodes.
Oh, yeah,
because he's the rarest Tiny Toon.
He is.
Like, and also, like, they were funny and weird and, like, he had a catchy voice, and Go Go Dodo is good all around.
Well, like, he even says it, like, in the really catchy opening song, like, it's been surreal. Like, yeah, whenever Go Go showed up, he knew some weird shit was gonna happen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Which I appreciated quite a bit.
Yeah. So we had to get that out there. I beat this game Like when I played it, like I just decided, yeah, I'll put in the 20 extra minutes, go down the go down memory lane. It's neat. It's real kind of bog standard, but like, you know, if as something that's like made for kids, it definitely feels like it is above what you would see on Game Boy around the same time, you know,
like compare with like Simpsons platformers.
Yeah.
You know, at the time, like even the best of which is pretty foul.
Mm-hmm.
As Tweety Bird would say, bitch, please, 3 commas. I'm in the mood to beat someone's ass today, and you've been at the top of that list for a long, long time, so shut the fuck up.
Can we get that on a shirt?
It's very good. Like, God, Tweety memes are just... But, like, mom memes in general, like, Facebook mom memes are so good.
Yeah.
Like, I'm way into... In this house.
In this house.
We blank blankety bloop. Yeah. And then just something terrible is added to it.
I'm trying to figure out.
Tweety, if God is with us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Thanks, Tweety. So, Tweety Bird.
I do my best not to talk about my family on here. I'm trying to figure out with my mom in particular, what her sorting mechanism is for deciding which memes she sends to me, like in a message, like on Facebook, and which ones she just kind of posts on my wall.
Yeah. Yeah. That was the thing I you know, when my mom was around, like I also wondered about that.
Yeah.
You know, cause it's like everyone's, I think that she just kind of wildly clicked in the general direction of my name.
Yeah.
Until a text field popped up.
Okay. Yeah. So, it's just funny. I don't know what the decision making process is, and if I asked her that, it would come across like a criticism, and yeah. I don't want to do that.
No, yeah. I think the ones in your message box are just meant for your eyes only.
Okay, yeah. How weird is it that Buster and Babs constantly had to clarify when they introduced each other that they were not related? So that they could justify, like, hey, we can screw you, it's later. Fine. Yeah,
it's good that you asked that, Cole, because as previously hinted at, the Babs Bunny Wikipedia on the Tiny Toons wiki through our friend and yours fandom.com powered by Wikia, the site, like, we can go up to 45 seconds without crashing on your phone. The has a lot of little bits about that. So Babs is a female performer, a funny bunny who'll do nearly anything for a laugh. She's good at improvisational comedy and comedic impressionist, and she's a comedic impressionist in the vein of Robin Williams. But Babs is our new star, cheerful, hyperactive, lovable, an irrepressible ham, sassy, distinctly feminine. I'm trying to find the part where it starts talking about her and Buster.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally Babs will go too far with her impersonations. Buster may start a conversation with Babs only to finish it with Barbara Streisand. ! Friends.
It's down here, Buster, friends. This is what you're looking for.
Yeah, Buster and Babs are best friends. They've been for a long time. Someday they may get a romance going, but they're still a little young for that now.
like that's gonna stop them.
Well, and are you just writing your own Tiny Toons like fiction at this point, Wiki writer? Like, maybe that's in the text at some point where they discuss like going all the way, but decide not to because they're too young because they're just in college. Like, first of all, like. I don't know.
I think it's a boarding school situation.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they have very specific courses though. Like the fact that she can study to be an actress made me think that it was collegiate level.
Mm, yeah. It's also good. I call that university. Degree. Yeah.
Yeah. It's called university. Like it's definitely university. Cool.
Yeah.
They should be like,
they should be fucking. It. Yeah.
Yeah. Like when we're older, what?
If,
like,
yeah. If not now, when? Relationship
until we're 32, you know, what the fuck? Like, get in now, dudes. God, so that no relation is because they're a good comedy team, according to this Wikipedia thing.
Okay.
When they introduce them to say in unison, no relation, like any good comedy team. They play off each other. Babs is wild, a free spirit who gets her laughs by pulling out all the stops. Buster coolly hangs back, gets the big laugh by raising a knowing eyebrow or making a sly comment to the camera, or by quietly, secretly upstaging his energetic co-star. I think that if you didn't hate Tiny Toons, reading this would make you hate them.
It really would. Like, because this is over, it's definitely over explaining, like, oh, Buster's the straight man. Like, he is intentionally boring, and it's actually kind of cool that they give the broader energy and agency to drive the bit to Babs herself.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And in the cartoon, like, it sucks that she's never like that way in the games.
Right.
Like the kind of the coolest thing I saw in this was they're talking about an episode of the show. I don't remember, but where Babs like metafictionally realizes that all of the old Looney Tunes stars were male, goes off looking for a female role model and finds a character that was like used once or twice and kind of revives her.
Nice.
Like finds her house. Like I imagine like Lisa hunting down Malibu Stacy.
Yeah. I remember that episode. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cute.
Yeah. You know? It's pretty good. I also like how in the later seasons, I can't remember how long Tiny Toons went, but there I have a distinct recollection of them working in the kind of like creepy, obsessive fans sexualizing her. Like they would just have like a nerd character come in and like drool all over Babs Bunny because the entire production team and especially Tress MacNeille were really, really upset at kind of like the strange cavern of let's say Lovecraftian perviness that they opened up by putting her on a screen.
Like I feel like you shouldn't want to have sex. I mean, I know we just spent a long time talking about how she's a college student and it's legal.
To fuck her. I'm not going to say shouldn't fuck. Take all judgment out of this. We're not saying that we want to fuck her. We're saying it's okay for her to fuck whoever she wants because she's in college.
A college girl can do whatever she wants.
Right.
I just think that, I mean, this is a cartoon explicitly made for kids regardless. So the context of like people watching this and being like, I am so horny for Babs Bunny is pretty fucked up regardless. Right. It doesn't matter how old Babs Bunny is. It is a cartoon about them like doing goofy pratfalls and like holding bake sales and shit.
Yeah. Making references to movies that are way too old for the target audience to know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's classic.
Yeah.
Our old friend Dengel did the fact for this.
Yeah. It's not very funny, but I recognize the format, but he gets around.
Yeah, received $87 in PayPal, a bit more in Canadian lol, his classic catchphrase. Yeah.
Like he always says.
Yeah. did you read the review by Fange?
Oh, of course I did. It's weird how we both find the same ones. Was submitted on July the 24th of 2001 and updated on July the 24th of 2001.
Yep.
Such an innocent world back then.
What did I say?
Konami delivers a solid title. Game Boy. What else to say? It is by far the most popular system on the planet, and Nintendo milks money out of it while boasting about their consoles. The fact is, Nintendo's lifeline is Game Boy. Like the opening paragraph of this.
It continues. Like the Nintendo 64 years were tough, but the Game Boy and its color alternative earned the dough to keep the company alive. Whether it was dumb luck or a miracle, Game Boy survived a color portable that was actually more powerful than the Game Boy Color, aka the Game Gear. And man, like this is the entire, it goes on forever. Like here's 3/4 through that paragraph. Anyone remember the excellent Metal Gear Solid for Game Boy Color? So that is in this, in this review for Babs Big Break. Right.
Paragraph 2, halfway through this thing, their first game was Tiny Toons Adventure.
let us start with the history.
Yeah. Let's just set some context here for how Nintendo isn't really that honest with what makes their money.
Yeah. Bragging about their other consoles. They're not bragging about shit. They're just saying like, hey, we made a GameCube. Do you want to buy it?
That's a little showy.
Yeah. Yeah. They probably shouldn't say that they have new consoles out. No. Try to wait for me to get to the store and find them.
Yeah.
Like what happened with the Saturn, as we all remember.
Yep.
Have you learned nothing?
Oh man. I want to see what else this guy's written. Oh, he's all over the place.
Yeah. He's mostly reviews, and it's mostly like he likes, so Sonic and All-Stars Racing, Assassin's Creed 3, the PlayStation 4 itself, which he has some modest 4 stars.
Yeah, he really likes reviewing systems.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
And check out this beginning of the PlayStation 4 review. There's one thing that's certain from the moment you set eyes on the PS4's box, is that the PS4 is a video game console. Okay.
Cool. So you're just trying to fill some kind of character requirement. Yeah. I gotcha. Which,
like, I know that there's no, you don't have to do that. Like, it's GameFAQs.
Yeah. Man, I always love when you find a GameFAQs review that was obviously something that a kid wrote for a school assignment.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, just write whatever. Teacher's hungover. And like, yeah, I'm gonna write this. I'm also gonna put it up on GameFAQs.
I mean, get some extra use out of it.
Yeah.
Can't let this go to waste.
Going to repurpose this bad boy.
Well, this bad boy has been repurposed.
Am I keeping you awake?
No, I'm fine. I've been drinking some coffee and stuff. I didn't sleep quite enough. I tied one off last night. It interrupted my sleep.
Mm. What's tied one off mean? Oh, okay, there we go.
Ooh. Oh yeah, I was several sheets to the wind. I don't like, you don't tie one off when it's that. Like that's uh-huh. If you have like a balloon animal dick or something. Like Krusty the Clown ties one off. When I do it, it's sleeping.
No. Yeah.
Or it's drinking.
Right.
If tied it off, it's sleeping, and I was just like, oh, I'm tired. I slept last night. Like, okay, Mungo. Like, is that a slur? God damn it. It sounds Mungo? Like one. I didn't mean it to be. Yeah. I just meant it to sound like a big dumb
like a name, right?
That's what I was trying to do, but who can tell anymore?
Yeah, there's Mungo Jerry, obviously.
Yeah, and there was a Saint Mungo. I feel okay about that. I was just using it as a big dumb.
Yeah, well, I think it's specifically the big dumb guy from Blazing Saddles.
Well, and from Blazing Saddles and Heathcliff.
Right.
Like it is the name of a bunch. So okay. I just can't tell anymore.
No, I an abundance of caution. It's fine.
It's a good thing that I should feel like if I say something that sounds like a slur and I question it.
Yeah.
Don't think that this is me saying like social justice is out of control because I have to think once about what I say. It is no bad thing, but just making sure.
Yeah.
So.
Looking through here, it seems like Fange. There we go. Yeah. Fange 2 rather. As time goes by, he gets a little bit more focused in his in their writing. So
everything's going up Fange.
Yeah. So by the time you get to like 2008, his opening paragraph is about the game in question. So.
Oh. Okay. He's finally made it. He did it. Step one.
Let's see, a review for Knack, a launch title for the PS4. Launch titles must deal with unreasonable expectations. It's actually setting up like a little bit of useful context, so good on you.
Thanks, Knack. The memification of Knack has been very annoying to me.
What?
I mean, it's fine.
What are you talking about?
It's a irony Twitter thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
The joke is just like, hey, what if we liked Knack? Like there's no joke to it. It's just like, hey, Knack.
Yeah. But it's like it's like Shrek. It's exactly what people did with Shrek. Like, what if we just pretend that Shrek is good?
But sometimes, yeah, I mean, that happens for sure. But then people also did things with Shrek. Like they put the Shrek into
give it time.
To other images and stuff, and they made the Shrek sing songs. Like, put the Shrek into different situations. but with Knack, it's not like, you know, the Knack shows up. It just kind of like. Somebody will write, you know, what are your most anticipated games of 2018? And someone will just put like Knack.
Yeah.
And that's the joke. Like there's no joke there.
Yeah. Yep. It's a little bit like a joke, like television dinner. Yeah. You know, a television dinner.
Yeah. You know, when people sit down and have television dinners.
Yeah.
Let's tie this off.
Yeah. Let's do that. Because I lost the plot.
I'm done.
The title of the review for Halo Combat Evolved, written not that long after the Tiny Toons one. Let's see if this is better than Oddworld. Pop. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
We're done with this.
I've got something, a digression that I want to bring up. I'm gonna save it for the next episode. So everyone should tune in a week.
Oh yeah.
This is the next thing. I just noticed something because I was closing my window and I had a Twitter window and I saw a tweet and it is worth talking about. So if you want to hear me repeat something that happens in a tweet, just wait till the next half hour next week.
Oh,
if you like this show somehow, please go to patreon.com/techfeedtv to support the network, support all of the fun things we do.
Yes, it is very much appreciated. It makes a big difference. The two of us, we don't just sit around and talk about Skittles and, you know, Tiny Toons. You know, we do stuff that requires a lot of work.
Serious games.
Serious stuff. And you make that possible if you give, and you also make it possible by listening because it makes me feel good. Let me look at this. If you're listening to this on early release, be sure to tune in for Duckstream happening the weekend of December 8th, 9th, and 10th. That is the game streaming event that we do to support the Transactive Gender Center out of Portland, Oregon. It's a fantastic cause. If you're listening to this on regular release, thank you for tuning into that and donating to make it, I'm sure, a smashing success.
I really hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then ratings, reviews, things like that are all very, very helpful. I think that's probably about it.
I think so.
Was there a Tiny Toons that was a dog?
Buh. Oh yeah, I've got this page open right here. I've had Byron Bassett. Who is Byron Bassett?